Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Morning, 810 News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. It's a Tuesday after a Monday night Gulf Breeze City Council meeting. Therefore, we have Sam Abel, the manager for the great city of Gulf Breeze, on the line with us. Sam, welcome back.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. I hear you are traveling around with biscuits this morning, helping our fine public works people. Is that right?
I really have. This is so much fun. So it is Public Works Awareness Week. And so this morning I'm just delivering Chick-fil-A, you know, biscuits to our employees. And our facilities are scattered site because we do provide, you know, utilities in an area that's 10 times the size of our city. And so I just, you know, set my vehicle up as our fleet. You know, we're leaving a facility at Field Ops, which is located near Villa Venice. And I'm just handing out biscuits. Man, the look of pure delight when you hand somebody a Chick-fil-A biscuit and that Chick-fil-A sauce, I'm thinking I might just go work for, you know, Good Humor, or I might just become like the delivery lady. This is what a way to start my day, just telling people how much we appreciate them. So
my duck face making producer would like you to know that at 7251 Plantation Road in the city of Pensacola, there are some people who also like Chick-fil-A biscuits. In any case,
noted. Writing that down.
Noted.
Yeah.
Couple of things you guys did last night. You finalized your hurricane standby contract for debris removal, the in-case contract. Is that right?
Yes. Very important to always have those, you know, standby contracts that hopefully you don't have to, you know, activate. But we certainly saw during Sally how important it is. We had a contractor at that time. Their trucks were in Missouri. We made the call 72 hours out. You never know where those trucks are located. And these trucks are way too big, you know, to just ordinarily be operating on local roads. And so we activated that contract. You know, they came, they mobilized and set up along the interstate. And, you know, it's one of those things where hopefully you don't need them. But that is one of those, you know, city manager calls. You know, it's just that risk that you have to, you know, to decide. And thankfully we did. We had completed our second pass of our debris before many areas around us had even had their first push of debris off of their roads. If you wait too late, of course, you know, other communities have activated their contracts. Right. And then you're having to wait in line. So that's one of those things that it's so important to have a standby contract. We encourage, you know, your listeners, you know, ask their officials, hey, you know, do we have a debris hauler on standby so that if there, you know, is a severe storm event, we can make sure that those emergency vehicles can get up and down the road and that we're removing that, you know, debris and hauling it somewhere else.
Right.
And so that was important and approved last night, as it is every 2 to 3 years.
Outstanding. Good stuff. And obviously the right call during Sally, which is, I'm sure, appreciated by the citizens. Where are we at with the Harbortown backyard parking lot fence access? You can't go. What's happening there?
Yes. Well, let me take last. So we at 4 o'clock, we had a workshop getting ready for our budget season. And so everyone was very focused, you know, on the workshop. Next thing I look up and I see my hairdresser. I see, you know, our surveyor. I see it's all these familiar faces. And it's, you know, it's like, did I do something to get it? You know, then you're like, oh, no, these are just all the wonderful, you know, businesses we have in Harbortown. Harbortown is located, you know, right at the curve to get to Pensacola Beach. Mm-hmm. And it really does just represent all the small businesses that, you know, that could serve a community. And a lot of them showed up last night. Just about every seat was full. And they, you know, they wanted to ask the city's help. So our city attorney was able to advise that, you know, I think everyone knows where we are, is that there was a permit that the site plan showed leaving this ingress egress open, but the property owner closed it off with a fence. And so, you know, the attorney advised everyone in the room that that the owner had been issued a letter that said, look, you've got 15 days to remove it, or the city will be removing it for you. And then, you know, you will be presented with the cost. And so, you know, we think that those talks have been very productive. We think the owner understands. We understand, you know, the owner has his own point of view. And, you know, that's something that certainly their, you know, attorneys can take up. But from our determination, there is a legal easement there. And so hopefully that will be, you know, reopened soon for those who frequent all of those businesses.
Is there any concern that this could become like a Tibet Drive situation where, I mean, okay, it's going to be open, but I'm not going to maintain it. And as it falls apart, tough on you. And then we have to do something different.
You know, it's not a fear, but it is, you know, if good governance is to look at that, you know, scenario. Yeah. And so, you know, certainly we are. And we've got, you know, more than one idea. And so, you know, it's bringing everybody to the table. But yes, those conversations, you know, have begun.
Okay.
I'm not really even sure, Andrew, what prompted all of this, you know, but, you know, what is the saying? Need breeds innovation.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, so we're definitely having those talks.
Yeah. And it's not a problem unique to Gulf Breeze, but you know, everywhere you go, right? Traffic's like water, water finds a way. And you know, if the roads don't work, you find the parking lots, and when the parking lots connect, it's great. You know, I mean, and that's what people
do
all the time.
That's right.
We're talking to Sam Abel. She is a city manager for Gulf Breeze. Sam, hang out for just a second, cause I had something else I wanted to ask you about. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the best of the Bay winner, Barberry Plumbing, at 477-8782. Still rolling accident-free right now, but if you're on 98 westbound headed into Gulf Breeze, experiencing about a seven-minute delay, and also I-10 westbound between Pine Forest and 9 Mile through that construction zone, a seven-minute delay. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. Back to Sam Abel, city manager for Gulf Breeze. Sam, I've got two questions. Neither of them, I think, are simple, but I'm going to ask you the simpler one first. The 399 and Highway 98 interchange that's currently the flyover by the Sailfish sign that had been discussed as being a roundabout, that's now off the table. But FDOT is in the process of figuring out what to do with that, because if you widen what is a four lane with a median into a six lane, you're going to have to rebuild that bridge anyway. We got to do something different in order to make it work. If I say anything wrong, you correct me, but what is the current plan? Where are we at on that?
Well, so just a reminder, the mayor and council were presented with the concept of a roundabout by a consultant, an engineer consultant, that the city engaged. We were encouraged to do that by FDOT to form consensus with our community. I think they've experienced, you know, from other communities where, you know, they will prioritize, you know, the study, put something forth, and then the community can't agree. And so you just, you know, you have inertia for years and years. And so our mayor and council had been asking FDOT to take up this issue since, you know, before I came to the city 10 years ago, Andrew. And the response was, why don't you all form consensus on what your priorities are, what you'd like to see? Then, you know, we'll look at prioritizing a PD&E. That's what happened. And so when the mayor and council looked at the roundabout, they saw challenges with that as well. If growth continues, you know, on the beach, and this is back in 2019.
Right.
So you can imagine. But there were things that the council liked. They liked making sure to you know, have multi-mobility continue, and they liked the Highway 98 flyover. So FDOT, after the city had formed consensus on its priorities, did the same with the feasibility study, and we're aligned on that. So FDOT also wants a Highway 98 flyover, also wants, you know, that MUP, as we call it, multi-use pathway that will extend through Okaloosa. So we're focusing, you know, on those wins, and FDOT is underway with that PD&E now. Can't happen soon enough because, you know, that is a pinch point. So we want them to move forward, you know, to the engineering and then start talking about budgeting construction dollars. But with all of, you know, the traffic that we're seeing, it is a very old design, and there is a lot of land that can be used on either side, you know, to come up with a newer design that helps, you know, get people on and off the beach.
So the question, I just want to make sure I'm hearing you properly. We have a flyover now, except that the flyover is 399, goes up and over the 98. What you're talking about would, if I'm not mistaken, is an exact reversal of that, where 98 would become elevated and go over the 399. Am I hearing you correctly? That's the flyover they're talking about?
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. Yeah.
And so widening would obviously, and you're right, there's a lot of land in that area. this is a massive reconstructive surgery, but also what would happen to the sailfish sign at that point?
You know, we've not gotten far enough along that anybody has ever posed that question before, Andrew.
And here I am.
The fact that you're asking that means, like, this is actually grounded in reality. We've gotten that far, you know, in the PD&E.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it is definitely a historic landmark. And, you know, that, I mean, it's registered as a local historic landmark. So I don't know. But, okay. You know, it might have to be scooched. That's an official city manager word. It might have to be scooched, Andrew. But
the Gulf Breeze scooch.
Happens.
I can hear the song now. I like it. All right.
Just kind of
gently
scooch
repositioned
it, you know?
In a slightly
That's
more
right.
functional
yeah.
location. Okay.
That's right.
Scooched. I'm 100% quoting you on that. All right. The last thing I wanted to ask you about. No, but that's great news. It's just, you know, that's, I know the people who live in the area and be like, wait a minute, you're going to redo what?
Yes.
We just got done with this one thing.
People love change, didn't you?
Oh, and they love construction. Construction is so easy and fast. Ask me how I know.
More orange barrels. There's always demand.
Oh, my God. Yeah. The last thing is, just because I know you are involved in this, the TPO meeting, I mean, Mayor Schluter is the attendee, but, you know, you pay attention to these things a lot. Two things. I don't want to ask you. The traffic situation with Pensacola Beach is insane. I mean, we are at capacity. The engineer consultant is like, we're at the breaking point. There's no more capacity except on, like, you know, Wednesday at 2 a.m. But obviously this is a huge issue for Gulf Breeze because it backs up traffic into the city. But you tell me, what do you guys think is the answer, if any answer, for what's going on to Pensacola Beach?
Well, I mean, the answer is just simple arithmetic. It's an island, and it's already built out. There is a maximum capacity. And so, you know, if you look at a major metropolitan area, if you look at, you know, Atlanta doesn't have natural, you know, it doesn't have mountains, it doesn't have natural geographic boundaries that ever create a maximum build-out scenario. So what you end up having is you have a perimeter, and then you have a perimeter around the perimeter, and the traffic just grows exponentially. And so what I would say is that, okay, let's say hypothetically you widen through Gulf Breeze. Well, there's still a maximum capacity once you get to the island.
Right.
And so then it gets back to, even if you were to, you know, create vertical parking decks, there's still a maximum capacity. So it's important to keep that in mind, is that the traffic is growing. It's not going to ever get to the point where it is untenable. It's just not. And that's the assurance, you know, that my family has living here with the quality of life, is that because the island is already built out and because there's already limitations with going vertical and with those densities, there's going to become a point that, you know, visitors will know that they will start to go somewhere else. There is a maximum capacity. And so it's important to strike that balance, you know, with livability. Let's be smart with our transportation design, like on 399. Let's be smart with our multimobility so that people don't have to be, you know, dependent on vehicles just to get across the highway. But, you know, at the same time, having access roads locally, that helps get that local traffic, you know, off the highway. And that's certainly something that Gulf Breeze, you know, continues to prioritize. As we're talking about, you know, Harbor Town and just like water will find a way. Mm-hmm. Those are ways we can shave off, you know, those trips from being on the highway. And it's important to take a look at that. But my background before, you know, city management, you know, was planning. So I appreciate very much the work that the TPO does. And I think everybody's aware that there's a maximum capacity of the island. So it's pretty easy arithmetic. It's not, you know, at the end of the day, it's not going to be an exponential problem that just continues to grow and grow.
Okay, so that's not the answer I'm looking for. You ready for the answer? I've got the answer.
Well.
All right. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to demolish the Walmart in Tiger Point, and we're going to extend Garcon Point Road south through the Tiger Point Golf Course, maybe with a flyover, onto a brand new bridge that connects to the eastern side of Pensacola Beach west of the Gulf Islands National Seashore so that the eastern end of the island can be developed, and that creates a grid system across the intercoastal. What do you think?
I think that the Department of the Interior is going to love hearing that their preservation land becomes a landing strip to the beach. I think I will be the first to sign. I'm sorry, I'm choking on the very talk. I don't even know that I can be sarcastic.
Well,
Everyone heard it here first.
You're the one talking about a sailfish sign scooch, and I mean, I just figure if we're in the tinkering business, I'm gonna make a brand new bridge. You know, instead of replacing Bob Sykes, we just make a whole new bridge, and then we open up the eastern end of the sea of the beach. Or something else.
I have to go home, Andrew. I need to allow my family needs to let me through the door.
And we're not even going to get biscuits. All right, Sam Abel, she's the city manager for Gulf Breeze. Sam, as always, thank you for the time. Thanks for what you do. Thanks for playing with me a little bit and informing our listeners as to the issues. I really appreciate it. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right, thanks, Andrew.
8:25 on News Radio 92.3. I think people just fell off their cars, which is fine. but admit this. You've never heard anybody suggest it before, and I'm not either. All right, John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
All right, no accidents to report to you right now, but 98 westbound going into Gulf Breeze experiencing a 7-minute delay. And also I-10 westbound as you approach the 9-mile exit through that construction zone, seeing about a 5-minute delay. And John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
You know there's going to be people that hear it and they look at the map like, but no, but wait, but no, but wait. The but no part is the one you want to end on. Hey, if you've got kids that are getting ready to, you know, be out of school for the summer and you want to make sure that they don't suffer that summer slide, which is in all subjects, right? If you're not constantly doing it, you regress in your ability. It is especially true when it comes to math. About 50% of students over the course of the summer will lose the equivalent of 2 months worth of skills. Unless you get them over to Mathnasium or into something, but Mathnasium is specifically geared toward this to give you not just to avoid the summer slide, but actually have a summer leap. Like, look ahead to next year. Get ready for that. Practice and hone and make sure that you're, you know, capable in the skills that you need already, but also get ahead on getting ready for the ones that you're going to learn. So catch up, keep up, get ahead. That is the concept. We are big fans of Mathnasium. Our best friends own the place. My son taught there for a year. And it's very easy. Find out what they do by just taking your student and do a free assessment. No obligation. Just find out where they're at and then talk to them about what they do and, you know, what it'll cost and what's involved and whether that makes sense for you for your summer plans. Because, man, it's, you know, so much easier if you don't have to regress during the summer and be prepared for next year. Mathnasium located next to Marshall's in the Fresh Market Shopping Center at 9th and Airport.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include 2 times Tuesday, 6 free shrimp added to the 6-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
ADX Digital Lead, Brian Prowitz.
As a business owner, you want less to worry about. You want proven, simple concepts and tools that just do what they said they will do. And proof that those tools work. Well, that's ADX Digital. Simple digital concepts that move the needle for your business. Reporting that proves the results and market-leading customer service. And that's what we do.
No one does digital like ADX Digital Marketing. ADXDigitalMarketing.com.
If you're talking about it, we're talking about it.
The midterm elections.
Who will win? Who will not?
It'll all be covered on News Radio 92.3.
It's 10 p.m. Do you know where your children are?
You know, when I heard that that promo that we just had right before the sound clip, the drum beat reminded me of the opening to Hawaii Five-O, and now I have in my head.
Oh my goodness.
All right, 8:29 on News Radio 92.3. Oh, I'm actually getting texts in on the third bridge idea, which I I'm not advocating, but people are like, oh, that makes sense. What if we had another bridge? What if something happens to the Bob Sykes Bridge? We're screwed. But if we had a third bridge, you know, between basically Tiger Point to the eastern edge of Pensacola Beach before the seashore, or, you know, maybe you could convince the folks at the seashore to give up some of their land. No, but like, it's both crazy and also kind of, you could see why it might make sense, because we've already got Garcon Point Road. We've already got that bridge connector. You're creating a grid. I'm really not advocating for this because I know it's crazy, but there's a part of me that's like, but wait, but I don't know if this is it super totally crazy or not? Somebody says, but just imagine how much fun it would be to have to play around the pylon of the overpass on the 11th at Tiger Point.
That's a hazard.
That's a drop hazard. It's no problem. Yeah. I haven't given David any chance to say anything, but he looks like he wants to. You have something for me in 8 seconds?
Well, I do. X is now putting caps on unverified accounts. They're limiting unverified users to 50 posts and 200 replies a day.
Pay to be special.
News, I'm Therese Crowley. President Trump notifies Iran the previously scheduled Tuesday attack is off at the request of the Gulf Arab neighbors.
I put it off for a little while, hopefully maybe forever.
With serious negotiations now taking place, but his bottom line remains no nuclear options for Iran. Two teens behind the shooting at the largest mosque in San Diego.
Five people are dead, including the two gunmen at the Islamic Center of San Diego in Claremont. Among the victims was a security guard at the center. According to law enforcement, the two teen suspects died from self-inflicted gun wounds.
Fox's Alex Hogan says one teen's mom had reported him missing with her guns. Texas billionaire Mark Cuban joins the rollout for Trump RX. No fan of Trump, but the Texan says Republicans want cheaper drugs and Democrats want cheaper drugs. The coupon platform has added 600 affordable generics. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. And right now, we've got 76 degrees. It is partly cloudy this morning. And we'll get a look at our forecast from Channel 3. That's up in just a few minutes. Escambia commissioners will be meeting Thursday, and they'll discuss whether voters should decide the future of the Escambia Children's Trust. Commissioner Mike Kohler asking the board whether they should put that on the November ballot, essentially asking residents whether they still want to fund the trust through property taxes.
I don't understand why this would be something that would ever be put back on the ballot. We all like to save money, but look at what it's going to cost you.
And that's Kristen Fairchild, the founder of Chain Reaction, who talked to Channel 3 and says the cost could be a lot for taxpayers if the teenagers in her program weren't focused on improving their situation and instead decided to live off of the system or commit crimes. Escambia County residents did vote in favor of funding the Children's Trust in 2020, with more than 60% voting in favor of that. The Pensacola Sports High School All-Star Series is wrapping up tomorrow night with baseball and softball at Pensacola State College. East and West teams made up of senior athletes from Escambia, Santa Rosa, and Okaloosa counties will face off starting at 6 p.m. for baseball, 6:30 for softball. Tickets are available for that at $6 for students, kids 5 and under for free, and $11 for adults that want to go to that. We've got an opening date now for the 9 Mile Costco location. Seeing reports that that will now open June 25th at 8 o'clock in the morning. A Northwest Florida Homeless Services organization is taking a new approach to reaching people living on the streets in Santa Rosa County. Opening Doors Northwest Florida is launching an e-bike outreach program on Friday using electric bicycles to connect with homeless people living in remote areas along the Blackwater Heritage State Trail and in surrounding areas. Executive Director Bruce Cady says research shows it can take up to 10 interactions before somebody is willing to accept services, and those bikes will allow their outreach teams to cover more ground more consistently. They do have a ribbon cutting set for 10 o'clock Friday morning at Truly Spoken on Stewart Street in Milton. Well, all's quiet in the tropics right now. News Radio's Chris Bryan with this report. He says we're about 2 weeks out now from the start of the hurricane season.
The National Hurricane Center posted its daily tropical outlook today and confirmed tropical cyclone activity is not expected during the next 7 days. The official 2026 Atlantic hurricane season is still 13 days away. Florida and local Gulf Coast residents are seeing a quiet tropical weather pattern as there are no tropical waves to report. Chris Bryan, News Radio, 92.3.
Well, Governor Ron DeSantis is praising what he believes to be a great selection by University of Florida officials. The school's presidential search committee announcing yesterday they have recommended Dr. Stuart Bell to be the university's next president. Governor DeSantis said Bell did a lot to elevate the University of Alabama when he was president there. And DeSantis says he has no doubt Bell will help the University of Florida reach new heights as well. The governor posting on X that Bell has his full support. 8:35, let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
That's right, still rolling accident-free right now. Good news on that. Let's see here, I-10, I-110 are back flowing smoothly, thank goodness. And 98 westbound coming into Gulf Breeze experiencing an 8-minute delay. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
And now our Channel 3 weather forecast.
We are going to be seeing another warm day out there. Temperatures going to be warming up near 85 degrees for your high, mostly sunny skies. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 71. For Wednesday, partly cloudy skies, 20% chance of rain, high near 86. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 72. Heading into Thursday, 20% chance of rain, high near 85 degrees. And Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 72 degrees. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And right now we've got partly cloudy skies. It is 76 degrees across the area. Your money now this hour. Our markets opening and they are down across the board. The Dow is down 0.8%, 405 points this morning at 42,280.97. The S&P down about 0.5%, 36.75 points. 73.66, 24. The NASDAQ down 110 points at 25,980.63, and that's just under 0.5%. Looking at that 10-year bond rate up a bit at 4.66% today. Checking those commodity rates, gold prices are down 54.80 at 45.03.20. Silver is down 303 at 74.41. Now, checking our oil prices today, we are up 14 cents for West Texas Intermediate. That's $108.90 a barrel right now. Brent crude down 68 cents at $111.42 a barrel. Checking our gas prices today, the AAA national average up this morning at $4.53 a gallon. In Florida, the statewide average is coming in a dime lower at $4.43 a gallon. Now, locally, taking a look at our gas prices, they are ranging from anywhere just under $4 a gallon up to $4.10 across Escambia County. Looks like the lowest prices around the area are on the west side. A few stations there at $3.89. Seeing lots of stations at about $3.93 along 9 Mile. In Santa Rosa County, looks like prices are averaging just over $4 a gallon. In Navarre, most stations just over $4 a gallon in Milton as well today. And our financial headlines here today. A new bipartisan federal tax proposal could see electric vehicle owners forking over as much as $150 a year. The tax is under consideration currently in the U.S. House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee. It would take effect next October at $135, and it would increase $5 a year up to $150. Hybrid owners would have to pay potentially as much as $50. Now, G7 finance ministers and central bank governors meeting this week in Paris. Ross Colin reports from the French capital. They are, he says they're focusing on the economic impacts of the Iran war as the IMF's forecast is calling for a slowdown in global growth and higher inflation.
The annual meeting of the finance ministers and central bank governors from the US, the UK, Canada, Japan, France, Germany and Italy is also looking at China policy following Donald Trump's recent visit to Beijing. G7 leaders are increasingly worried about a reliance on China for rare earths and other strategic minerals used in batteries, defense systems and electronics. The participants, which this year include guest attendees India, Brazil, Kenya and South Korea, will also focus on growing global economic imbalances. Ross Cullen, Paris.
And Meta telling its North American employees to work from home tomorrow. Apparently there's going to be some layoffs.
That's the day it plans to lay off 10% of its workforce. Affected employees will be notified that morning. Some 7,000 employees will be shifted into new roles at the company. The job cuts come as the social media and tech giant incorporates more artificial intelligence into its operations. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
It's 8:39, your next news at 9, and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
Is your house your dream home? Or at least, is it on the way there? Maybe it's time for a change. Maybe all you really need to turn your house into your dream home is an appliance upgrade. When it's time for an upgrade, then it's time to visit Topps Appliance in Milton. They're locally owned and operated. They have top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, and stoves to dependable washers and dryers. Topps Appliance carries the brands you know and trust, like GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and more. Topps Appliance in Milton. They offer delivery and installation, something you won't get from the big box stores. And they have many items in stock, so you can take your new appliance the very same day. Topps Appliance. Check them out at toppsappliance.net on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street. Turning your house into your dream home. Topps Appliance. When it comes to precious metals, there's only one place to consider, and that's Emerald Coast Coins. They're the local leader in dealing with coins and jewelry, gold, silver, diamonds, and sterling silver. Emerald Coast Coins buys, sells, and trades. And for the past 15 years, customers from all over the Gulf Coast have trusted Emerald Coast Coins for the best estimates and prices in town. Stop in today. Emerald Coast Coins on Creighton Road.
Join Kenny Chartel from Affordable Automotive Gulf Breeze for car care this morning at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Kenny will be sharing his years of expertise on car maintenance, as well as tips and loads of great advice that'll keep your car running in top shape. Whether foreign or domestic, don't miss car care today at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Planning your vacation?
Chris, what do you want to go on a vacation?
Why not take Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin with you?
We're going to go to the beach.
No, take News Radio along via the app.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Just go to your app store, search News Radio 92.3, download the app.
That's good.
And listen to Pensacola's news leader with crystal clarity wherever you go.
And it's absolutely free.
That's really good.
Get it now and tap the app to get News Radio 92.3 no matter where you are.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, sometimes I warn you in advance that I'm about to ask a frivolous topic question that I have a little bit of anticipatory concern about. I don't know what that middle word was, but I'm unsure about it. I think it's fascinating. We'll find out whether you do. Okay, you ready, John?
Nope.
Okay, perfect.
I just wanted to give you an answer.
Does the moon rotate? 437-1620, 437-1620. A quick word about words. Revolve means to go around in a circle-ish, could be an ellipse, typically they are, around something else, okay? So obviously we know that the Earth revolves around the sun and the moon revolves around the Earth. So far, so good. Everybody good, okay? Orbits revolution, okay? But does it rotate or not rotate? The Earth, for example, rotates on its axis once every 24 hours, right? That's what makes day and night. The moon, if you look at it, is always facing us. That's why you have a dark side. It's not really dark. It's just the backside. Okay, front and back. The front side of the moon is always the same from our perspective. So does the moon rotate or not? Now, do you understand the challenge of the question, John? Okay.
Why did you say it like that? What?
So, I mean, I know this is a little nuanced. It's a little astronomy. It's a little geometry.
That's a little...
Does the moon rotate on its axis or not? 437-1620, what do you say?
No.
Because?
Because we rotate around it.
No, it revolves around us.
I just wanted to use want words. To
no. Okay. Yeah. So you might say that the moon does not rotate because we always see the same side. If it rotated, we'd see the other side.
And they wouldn't call it the dark
That's
side
right.
of the moon.
Right. However.
However. Oh, don't do this to me, Andrew. However. But.
However.
But. If. No, Andrew.
Okay, this is going to mess with you, John, and I'm curious
it's
to know what you
said. It's already messing with me.
Okay, we have a front side and a back side of the moon, right? We only see one side ever from the Earth's vantage point. From the vantage point of the sun. I love the look on your face.
Why? I just got one right.
From the vantage point of the sun, is there a front side and a back side of the moon, or do they see all of it over time?
All of it.
Very good answer. They see all of it.
Right.
Because when the moon is between us and the sun, they're seeing the backside. And when the Earth is between the sun and the moon, they're seeing the front side. The point is the sun sees all of it. So from the point of view of the sun, the moon rotates.
But does the sun rotate?
Yeah.
Okay.
But that's irrelevant.
Okay.
So.
Come out rotation.
What you could say is that the moon rotates very slowly once every 30 days because it is rotating on its own axis exactly once for every revolution around the Earth, and that's why it remains stationary from our perspective. So which is it?
So what's the answer? Did I get it right or wrong?
437-1620. John Pickens has traffic on the five.
Andrew. Okay, let's see here. Still rolling accident free right now, but if you're on 98 westbound going approaching Gulf Breeze, traffic is backed up a little shy of the Garcon Point Bridge, so just be prepared for that. That's about a 12-minute delay. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives. Do you sit here and just think about this stuff? I mean...
I just got the best text from our good friend Kristen Rhodes.
Yeah.
You know, she says, is this a frivolous topic or just an opportunity to give me a headache early in the morning?
I know, right? Thank you. Somebody agrees with me.
Oh, that's excellent. We'll get your text here in just a second. I've already got like 15 of them. I love it. I'm so excited. Can't wait to see what you say. 437-1620. Meanwhile, if you need to have any of the complicated systems worked on in your house and, you know, you have to air conditioning, heating, electrical, plumbing, a generator, you know, repairs, whatever the case may be, upgrades, expansions, whatever. Peden, they take care of all that stuff. Since 1969, Robert Peden, he started the company. Air conditioning in the summer in Panama City. Duh, makes sense. And then he expanded, of course, heating's natural fit, then electrical, then plumbing, then to Tallahassee, then to Pensacola, then to now Baldwin County and Mobile, all over the Gulf Coast. 100% satisfaction guarantee on the work. Good people putting in good products the right way the first time. And this spring, get 2 years of smart care for free with your new air conditioning system purchase from Peden. That includes scheduled maintenance, of course. That includes priority service. That means if there's a bunch of people because there's an issue, that you get the head of the line. And 15% off repairs, all included. Call or book online at Peden, PEADEN.com. 437-1620. So the question is, does the moon, as somebody suggests here, Andrew, why don't you use easier language, does the moon spin on its axis, which is what rotates?
Why didn't you say that to begin with? Why?
Would your answer have been different?
No, but I just...
What is your answer? Does the moon spin or not spin?
Well, it does it once every 30 days. So we see the same side.
I have simplified the question, and still you are not sure. I love it. All right, 437-1620. Does the moon spin or rotate on its own axis, yes or no? Somebody says no, although I think maybe what they were answering is no to the whole topic. Somebody says,
I need like a buzzer button.
It does at the same rate it revolves around the Earth. That was my alternate perspective. It's, you know, it is rotating at a rate of about one every 27 or 28 days, whatever the exact period is. Somebody says, yes, it rotates the same rate it revolves. That is why we always see only one side. John Hutchinson, my go-to guy in everything, says, no, that's why Pink Floyd made an album. Someone says, no, it's locked in space. The entire universe, the solar system, and everything else actually moves around the moon. By the way, you know, okay, this is going to mess you up. You ready?
Why, Andrew?
Okay. We typically say that the Earth goes around the sun, that the sun does not go around the Earth, although your eyes tell a different story. If you look.
Because it's a different side of the sun every time.
That's because of the revolution of the Earth, not the rotation of the Earth.
Oh, okay.
But okay. But you know, if you took a model of the solar system and you held it up by where typically at the center is the sun, everything spins around that. But you know, if you took that same exact model and held it by the Earth, everything would spin around the Earth in that model. It would just spin weirdly. But you could hold it and it would spin around your hand holding the Earth.
Are you okay?
I'm just messing with you. It's true.
But
I'm just,
what's in your coffee?
Yeah, always. Somebody says, no, it doesn't rotate. Yes, the moon spins. Yes, otherwise, how could it become a sphere? Spheroid. Okay, all right. I mean, you know, it could have been in the past. It rotates once per revolution. Oh, look at John using the terminology. People still believing the moon is real in 2026 do better. I love my texters. You guys are the best. Let's see. Absolutely, it's the same period as... Apparently, I've asked what is an obvious question to most people, so I apologize, except not to John Pickens. Yes, same rate as revolution. Tidal science geek knows the moon rotates on a 27-day cycle. Slight rotate, different moon phases and tides. Like so many questions in physics, the answer depends on the frame of reference. Absolutely. Relative to itself, yes, the moon rotates. Relative to the Earth, no. Nah. Relative to the sun in larger frames, yes. Find they in reference to the sun's point of view. Interesting. Find the question. Why are you looking at the sun, somebody says. And Craig says, the problem with your question is that you assume the Earth is round. Oh, yeah. These are the mistakes I make all the time. So what's the real answer? Well, I mean, I love that middle commentator that said that, like many questions in physics, there's no real answer. There's frame of reference answers. If your frame of reference is objective positioning relative to the sun, then, of course, the moon does rotate on a once every month-ish, a little bit less than that, period. And it's exactly coincidental with the revolution around the Earth. But, of course, in a larger frame, the moon and the Earth and the sun are all hurtling through space at speeds you cannot possibly imagine. And so in what sense is any of this the right frame of reference? Oh man, somebody's gonna go with a headache. I'm sorry, Kristen. I'm sorry.
Sorry to me too.
My favorite comment of the day, make it stop.
Managing your ECUA service is easier. The new My ECUA mobile app puts everything you need right at your fingertips. From paying your bill, submitting service requests, and reporting issues like missed collections, damaged or lost bins, water main breaks, and sewer overflows, it's all right there in one easy-to-use app. Take control of your services anytime, anywhere. So download My ECUA. It's available in the App Store and Google Play.
Tune into Transcending the Money Myth, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than just investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Transcending the Money Myth, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC, registered advisors.
There are a lot of questions about roof replacement in the news lately, such as insurance companies demanding replacement before they cancel coverage to companies not doing the job that they sold to you. Make sure you tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel this Thursday at 9:30 as Quality Roofing Solutions will answer your questions. Find out what makes Quality Roofing Solutions the premier contractor in Florida this Thursday at 9:30.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Don't you hate it when you wake up and feel like you already missed something important? The Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Weekdays, 5 to 9. News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
I must break you.
So the Santa Rosa County Commission meeting is going on right now. It's the committee meeting. It's just like the agenda review meeting. I kind of love that I've heard a couple of times that people from the Santa Rosa, I think, right, it's from Santa Rosa County Commission talking in other venues or whatever, have actually taken a moment to explain the committee meeting as the agenda review. Like they've adopted my way of realizing that that's a weird way to title it. Anyway, it's going on right now. Let me tell you what I expect is happening at some point if it has not happened already. I haven't been monitoring the meeting yet. I mean, I ain't got time to do all that. Remember we brought this controversy up earlier in the day? We're talking about how Milton exports drama everywhere. The Milton City Council took its drama to the TPO, the Transportation Planning Organization, where Heather Lindsay was trying, my read, okay? Heather Lindsay was trying to score political points in an election year where she's, you know, hoping to get reelected, we'll see, by being able to claim a win for moving the Highway 90 expansion across the Blackwater River, that bridge expansion to four lanes and all other parts too, to four lanes from two lanes, by moving that up to number five. She, I assume, I'm inferring, I'm claiming, although I have no fact, I'm just thinking it's likely, that she got Marilyn Farrow and Larry McKee city council members to go with her, and also Cindy Smith, and these are all frequent flyers and kind of on her team, and they went and made a stink of how Santa Rosa County doesn't get any money at the TPO. It's always going to Escambia County, and they rose a stink about raising the priority level for Highway 90 to five. Then Carrie Smith, who is the commissioner for that area, and who apparently does not get along with her or them very much. We'll tell you why in a second. He had been working on this for years because they had already moved it back. Not them specifically. Mayor Lindsay, yes, but the others not so much. Had moved it back to 13th, and now he's been trying to move it up at the TPO back to be done. And so he says, well, no, let's go to four. And he got Stephen Berry from Escambia County, who's the chairman, to agree to that. So they agreed. That's just prelude. My read is that Heather was angry because she was counting on a political victory, and instead Carrie Smith came in and said, hold my beer, we can move it to four, and I can make you look silly because you should have asked for more, and why didn't you ask for more? You only asked for five, and I'll be bold, I'll ask for four. You got four. Okay. Then, John Pickens with Traffic on the Fives.
Here I am paying attention again. All right, brought to you by Florida West. Did you know that economic development is about building our economy for all current and future residents? Presented by the Florida West Economic Development Alliance. Still rolling accident-free. Good job on that this morning. But if you're on 98 westbound approaching Gulf Breeze, experiencing about a 9-minute delay. I'm John Pickens with your Traffic on the Fives.
So then... Then the question of who's going to be the next chair, as in next year's chair of the committee, the TPO, the organization. And Stephen Berry's been the chair. And the vice chair is Carrie Smith, who is in line, so to speak. They don't quite do it that way, but that's very normal for the vice chair to become the chair. It's a big committee. And you would think Santa Rosa, having pitched a fit over not getting enough money over the years and, you know, going through this whole thing and trying to persuade them to highly prioritize Highway 90 and so forth, they would be eager to get a Santa Rosa County person to lead that committee. But contrary to your expectations, Mayor Lindsay says, how about you do it again, Stephen Berry, and Escambia County Commissioner. So a Santa Rosa County elected official, Heather Lindsay, proposes bypassing Carrie Smith, who's also in an election year, and going for Stephen Berry as the chair. That's weird. If I'm a Santa Rosa County resident, I'm not happy about this. John, you're a Santa Rosa County resident.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm not happy. I haven't been happy this morning.
Okay. But the person who seconded it, another county commissioner from Santa Rosa County, Bobby Burkett. And all four of the in attendance county commissioner. Oh, no. I mean, Kerry, I think, voted for it. He might have. No, I think it was. Maybe he voted against it. You know, I don't know. I'd have to go back. I thought it was unanimous. I could be wrong. But Rhett Rowell and Colton is not there. But Rhett Rowell and Bobby Burkett and Ray Eddington all voted for it. I think. Again, unless I'm mistaken, but I know Bobby did because he seconded it. So it passed, and I thought it was unanimous. In any case, you got Santa Rosa County commissioners all preferring to not have a Santa Rosa County elected official chairing the TPO, the agency most responsible for prioritizing roads projects, where roads are the big issue in Santa Rosa County.
Yeah, they are.
So why? Well, she doesn't like him. She was angry that he trumped her big political move. I don't understand from a political point of view because this would seem to help Jeff Snow, former city councilman who's running against Kerry, and she definitely does not get along with Jeff. So I don't know, but it certainly seemed weird. It can't make sense of it rationally. It seemed kind of petty and contrary to their desire to have, you know, attention and funding and preferencing and all of that. Why would you choose to have less power? Which is what they did. And John's just shaking his head.
That's what I've done. I'm just shaking.
Hey, Mike, Mike Wiggins is in here. Mike, can you grab a mic real quick? I got a question to ask you that my wife wants me to ask you, and I keep forgetting. Uh-oh. Yeah, put him on a mic. Anything will do.
Oh,
we can't. It doesn't go that way. Just lean over.
I don't even know which one you're on.
The video of what Meg just tried to make work because we have the goofiest mic arm system in this studio of anywhere I've ever worked. Anyway, okay.
Okay, here we are.
We got 20 seconds. Why are there not more pollinators in our area?
I'm not sure I can answer that. No, wait a minute now.
More bees. We need bees.
Huh? Yeah, I understand. You may have to look at the whole environment. More chemicals are being used.
Okay.
Both agriculturally and residential.
Okay.
And I think somehow that may affect the number of pollinators.
All I know is I've never lived in a place with so few bees, and we can't get our trees pollinated. So that's why I asked. Thank you for the answer.
That's a possible answer.